Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Way down low?
Those are the words. It's a hump song.
It's a hump song.
When you hump, it's not humping.
Oh, get off.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here. Another episode produced in the Retrospect remote recording studio at my home. So please bear with me as the sound quality is not quite the same as the studio. But this is Retrospect episode 410. Thank you so much for joining me. We got it underway with the original recording of Lue Lue as done by Richard Berry, the writer of the song with his band The Pharaohs, 1957. So why start with a track from 1957? Well, this weekend just gone, April 11th, Richard Berry's birthday, celebrated internationally as International Lue Lue Day. Now, I know there are several variations on that. This is the recognized International Lue Lue Day. So this episode, believe it or not, is entirely Lue Lue related. But bear with me, a few surprises. And there are so many versions of Lue Lue, certainly over 2,000 and counting, according to online Lue Lue experts. So we're going to include a few of those, also some sort of response tracks to Lue Lue. So the definitive version would be by the Kingsmen, but we're going to get back into it with one from Rockin' Robin Roberts, a 1961 recording, so predates the Kingsmen's version. Rockin' Robin Roberts was Lawrence Fool Roberts II, American singer, best known for his performances in the early 60s with the Wailers out of Tacoma, Washington. So they recorded Lue Lue in 1960, although for contractual reasons it was released under Rockin' Robin Roberts' name on a new record label established by the band called Etiquette Records. As a side note, Robin Roberts tragically killed in a head-on automobile accident after leaving a party, December 22nd, 1967. So this is Rockin' Robin Roberts' version of Lue Lue.
Rockin'
it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play new Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Listen. I take her parking all alone. She's never a gal I live home. They're not the words. Have it your way. Oh, it's about dancing. The song is a dance. Louie Louie is a dance. Do the Louie Louie.
Are you the only guy in the world who has never heard these lyrics?
This is Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Bye.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 410, and we're looking at Lue Lue. So we had Rockin' Robin Roberts with the 1960 recording of Lue Lue, followed by the definitive version from the Kingsmen at a Portland, Oregon 1963 recording, number 2 on the Billboard chart for 6 weeks. And it was that version that was banned by the CIA. Supposedly crude, the lyrics. The governor of Indiana banned the record and Michigan was considering it also. The lyrics are so filthy that I cannot enclose them in this letter, one dad wrote to the then US Attorney General Robert Kennedy in 1964. So the Kingsmen's definitive version of Lue Lue, then wrapping the set, Jack Eli and the Courtmen. Jack Eli, American guitarist and singer, he in fact sang the Kingsmen's version of Lue Lue. Before it became a hit though, Eli left the group and began playing with a new band called the Courtmen. The song became a runaway hit. Jack Eli tried to get his way back into the band. They weren't having a bar of that. So things became complicated because Eli started touring around the country as Jack Eli and the Kingsmen, while the Kingsmen performed on TV shows with a stand-in. Legal action ensued. Jack was forbidden to use the name Jack Eli and the Kingsmen, renamed his group Jack Eli and the Courtmen, continued to tour until 1967. So this one, a 1966 release from Jack Eli and the Courtmen. Lue Lue 66, the A-side, David's Mood, the B-side. So three subtly different versions of Lue Lue.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Well, Lue Lue inspired a number of spin-off tracks, including a song, Louie Go Home, written by Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay. Recorded by Paul Revere and the Raiders in 1963, released March 1964. Many, many versions of that song in the 60s, including by The Chambermen, The Coachmen, Jack Eli and The Courtmen also did it, The Fireballs, The Fugitives, The Missing Links and The Mussies. But here's a version by Shades of Grey from 1966, fairly obscure band, but here is their version of Louie Go Home.
Feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Shake it all around now.
Three more Lue related tracks. Lue Go Home, top of the set, by Shades of Grey. Then a track called Little Lue by The Customs 5. It is a 45 7-inch single on Task Records, released 1966. The A-side called Let's Go in 69. We had the B-side, Little Lue, from The Customs 5. Then we had The Shy Ones, a May 67 release on Discotech Records out of Ashland, Ohio. These guys are all students at Ashland High School. The track is the B-side to a How Strong My Love Is single, the B-side called 12 Months Later, which is a cover of a song by The Sheep, which is in itself a rip-off of Lue Lue. It's a very cool version by The Shy Ones. 12 Months Later, absolutely, unquestionably based on Lue Lue.
And shall bring America down the way of other nations come. We refuse to know to do right. We refuse to do right.
Retrospect.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, it's no retrospect episode without some global garage, so here is a set of international Lue Lue inspired tracks. Getting it underway with Late Players. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. They're out of France. Release on Polydor Records. 45 RPM 7-inch EP in mono. Four tracks. This one kicked it off. This is Cécité L, their cover of Lue Lue.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca. We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
I'm
three international Loué Loué tracks. Si c'était elle by Les Players out of France, top of the set, released from 1964. Then Los Seafins on a label called Sun Castles out of Argentina. The band themselves, I believe, from Uruguay. 7-inch, 33 and a third release, which included a cover of Status Quo's Pictures of Matchstick Men. We had the A-side, their cover of Lucy Come Home. That is another one of those Loué Loué response tracks. And wrapping the set, The Flippers out of Sweden. September 65, 7-inch, their version of Loué Loué. That one's on a comp called Pebbles, Volume 28, The Continent Lashes Back, European Garage Beat and Psych Rarities, Sweden Part 3, 1988 release on Carousel Records. The original track, though, on a 45, released in Germany, 1965. The Flippers on the A-side with Loué Loué, Sonny and Cher on the B-side with a cover of The Letter. So Les Players out of France, Los Seafins out of Uruguay, and The Flippers out of Sweden. And we've got plenty more Loué Loué still to come.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I find them exciting. There are many things I do like, but some of them I think are insulting to one's intelligence.
Here's a fairly obscure band out of Austin, Texas. They're called The Wig, fronted by Rusty Weir. The Wig, better known, I think, for the track Crackin' Up, but they also covered Loué Loué in 1966. So this is Texas band, The Wig.
By request, by the kicks, man, yeah!
Get to heaven, I hope I'm bad. Some little girl to give me a piece of man. I want her to hold me out loud. I want her to squeeze me softly while I sing her song. I said, Loué Loué, oh baby, tell me we gon' go. No, 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 Loué Loué, oh baby, we gonna, oh, 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 oh. Thank you.
It's a sea shanty. Talking about going to sea and leaving this girl.
A sea shanty? You mean like Yodi Hodi shipping me timbers?
I mean, you don't know what you're talking about.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you.
And that is three more Lue Lue tracks here on Retrospect. The Wig with Lue Lue out of Texas, top of the set.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Then Paul Revere and the Raiders, who released a 45 on Columbia, the A-side Lue Lue, the B-side Lue Go Home. That's the track we had from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Then wrapping the set out of Australia, Melbourne band The Pink Finks, formed early 65 when a 16-year-old R&B fanatic called Ross Wilson joined forces with some other schoolboys in a band called The Foves, played mainly the Shadows and the Ventures, like so many bands we focus on. They then became enamoured with the Rolling Stones, the Pretty Things and the Yardbirds. Their first release, their raunchy cover of the Kingsmen's Lue Lue. Number 16 in Melbourne, June 1965. So The Pink Finks out of Australia. Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Let's take things to a weirder place. This is a 1967 LP on Mercury Records by Friar Tuck. It's called Friar Tuck and His Psychedelic Guitar. And on that record, this track, Lue Lue, spelled with an S, not an E, so Lewis Lewis from Friar Tuck.
Lue Lue, oh, oh, oh,
every night at 10, I lay her again. He's saying, three nights and days, I sail the sea.
I can see her there, I can smell the rose that's in her hair. I said, Louie, oh, singing, shouting, working on out, and we gotta go. Oh, what you say now? Louie, Louie, let's try it one more time now. We gotta go. Oh, yeah, we see Jamaica, the moon above. You know it won't be long, for we'll be in love. You take her in my arms. I swear that I will never leave again. Glory, glory, oh, 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 let's try it once more. Me gotta, I said, now me, I gotta. Glory, glory, try it one more time now. We gotta, oh, take it one time for me. Across the sea, on a ship, I am all alone. I never think I'll ever make it home. Oh, Louie, oh, I said, now, Louie, Louie, baby, me gotta go. Pull out your shirt and come on and drip it. Louie, Louie, come on, baby, any old time. Come on, baby, let's do the twine. And I'm bringing home now. Me gotta go. I said, me gotta,
it's the sound of the Nomads at Aburien, Washington, together from 63 to 66, started by a group of friends in high school. They played a lot of gigs at a venue called Spanish Castle, watching bands such as the Wailers, the Kingsmen, the Dynamics, and the Frantics. They also happened to have a 1936 Packard hearse, joining that great tradition of 60s garage bands with amazing band transport. So the Nomads, with their cover of Louie Louie. Bringing us to the end of this special episode of Retrospect, marking International Louie Louie Day for the first time, perhaps the only time. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've heard something you've never heard before. Your feedback's always welcome. Instagram or Facebook, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. And remember, back episodes available Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch of podcasting apps. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental. This is off a comp called Battle of Ratfink Hill, Crude Unissued Pittsburgh Instrumentals, 1961 to 63. It's a 2011 release on Norton Records. This is called Louie's Louie Louie from the Keys. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Come on there, kid. What the heck you waiting? Let's do that. Louie Louie.
with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.
In the third verse, he says, let's cut a rug, babe, we're so in love.
No! In the third verse, he says, she's got a wang on, I move it above.
He is talking about Jamaica!
What's a wang on?
Listen, here it comes, listen.
Me see Jamaica, I'm so in love.
I wrote this song! We'll get it!
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Pre-recorded from a tiny gray house on the outskirts of town. This is In Case You Missed It on CILU 102.7 FM and broadcasting worldwide at luradio.ca. My name is Bob Menard, and I am once again sufficiently caffeinated and ready to take you through this special edition of In Case You Missed It. I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently this week. The new releases are drying up a little bit. Not a ton of stuff coming out right now, given the current world situation. So I'm going to break from the norm here and bring you some of my favorite punk rock cover songs. And I'll be honest, when I started going through my collection of songs, I figured it was going to be easy. I figured, you know what, I could throw together a couple hours, no problem. Yeah, well, 3 hours later and I'm whittling it down. So I might mention a few bands off the top here that don't end up getting played because I'm kind of flying.